Over the past few days, I've been so incredibly proud of protesters and demonstrators who've decided to tear down monuments to slave traders, to people who bought and sold and traded human beings and then worked them literally to death. It's outrageous that here we are in 2020 and that we still have to argue even for the destruction of these monuments. Some of them are being taken down semi-voluntarily, but others are being taken down by force. I want to unpack it. I want to say why I support it and say why we should all get behind it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
You'll often hear me say that it's hard to understand a moment in history when you're in it. Right now, we are not only in a moment, we are in an emerging movement that is against racism, against white supremacy, against mass incarceration and police brutality. It's not only against those things, it's about creating a future where people can thrive, where racism and white supremacy is not the dominant principle in so many institutions. And we're starting to see something powerful happen all over the world. You may have seen videos that I posted on my Instagram page yesterday of young activists and organizers in the UK. They're not in London. They're actually in a coastal town called Bristol. And they tore down a statue that's been there since the 1800s of a man named Edward Colston. People have been demanding that they take that statue down for generations because Edward Colston got filthy rich off of buying, selling, and trading human beings and working them to death. That's what slavery was. He bought, sold, and traded Africans for profit and became a beloved figure in Bristol because he got so rich that he started to do nice things for white folk in Bristol with the money that he made buying and selling and trading Africans in the port town, the port city of Bristol in the United Kingdom. And yesterday, after being denied over and over and over again, with the request of taking that statue down. I would rather them have taken it down and melted it, but I think people would have been okay even if they put it in a museum somewhere. And they refused. And so activists and organizers not only took it down, tore it down in Bristol. And it's a beautiful, powerful moment. And you can just see the energy of the crowd when they tear this monument to not just racism, but it's a monument to terrorism. What is slavery? All you have to do is think about what would you think today if you learned that someone who lived next door to you was buying and selling and trading and working human beings to death. What would you think of that person? You would think of them as a monster. And I need you to understand that anybody who ever participated in slavery, whoever bought, sold, and traded human beings was a monster. I saw someone in the comments today on my Instagram page say, listen, it was a lot more socially acceptable back then. You can't just tear down the statues. All of these men were not bad men. Yes, they were. They were horrible. They were evil. Two things. People who were enslaved always hated slavery. They were taken from their homeland, stripped of their language, brutalized, raped, bred, taken from a wife, taken from husband, husband from wife, mother from children, father from children, children from parents, parents and grandparents separated. I mean, it was a cruel, demeaning thing. And I'm not going to do a whole episode on just the sheer cruelty of slavery over hundreds and hundreds of years. But there was never a moment where it was not cruel and barbaric. And even to call it inhumane seems like a gross understatement. It was a monstrosity of an institution. And this idea that it was more socially acceptable and that that makes it okay is akin to saying because an evil is widespread, that makes that evil less evil. No, it doesn't. No more than because the Holocaust was widespread, not only all over Germany, but over surrounding countries, and millions and millions and millions of Jews were killed, just because it had been normalized among millions of people and that millions of people participated in overseeing it and making it work, that makes it no less evil. It was pure evil, unadulterated evil. So I don't want to hear that Edward Colston wasn't evil just because a lot of people did it. No, it was evil, always evil. Anytime you enslave another human being from birth to death for generations, you are talking about an unspeakable level of horror, pain, degradation. It's unspeakable. They're almost, it's hard to find words for the depths of evil that slavery is and was. And so, yes, every monument of every human being who ever bought, sold, traded, and worked human beings to death from Africa or otherwise, every monument should be torn down. And that here we are in 2020, having to tear these monuments down shows how little they think of Black people, how little they think of the humanity, the dignity, the respect of Black people. You could only keep those monuments up. And let me say, and let me be very, very clear, I put George Washington on that list, Thomas Jefferson on that list, and any other beloved American hero figure, president or not, so-called founding father or not. At Morehouse, one of my history professors said, never call these men founding fathers. They're not your fathers. They didn't found this place. This place was already here. You can call them the framers of the Constitution. That's more accurate. That's something they did, but they're not the founding fathers of this land. People don't understand there were already governments in place for thousands of years before they got here and pillaged the land and then built it up on the backs of people they stole and bought and sold and traded, including Thomas Jefferson, including George Washington, who regularly had enslaved people's teeth removed so he could put them in his own mouth. No, there should be no monument to any of those men. They shouldn't be on our money. We shouldn't have monuments to men who owned human beings. And that we're having to have this argument shows just how far we really are from understanding each other. And what I know is that everybody is abundantly clear that no matter how brilliantly intelligent they may have been, that any monument to a Nazi would be wrong. Why? Because Nazism is and was wrong. Because the Holocaust was horrible. Oh, but they were brilliant architects of systems and structures. Oh, they created a certain technology that we still use today. So what? You stole tens of millions of people from their homeland. You bought and sold and traded people like they were cattle, like they were property, forcing them to do unspeakable things, having them work from sunup to sundown for their entire life until they died. No. You deserve no honor. It's a dishonorable system. So I don't want to hear that these men also wrote a good document or fought good in a war. I don't want to hear that we should only tear down Confederate monuments. Why? Because they fought for slavery. If we should tear down Confederate monuments because the Confederacy fought to maintain slavery in this country, then we should damn sure tear down the monuments of the people who actually maintained it and participated in it. All of them. It's despicable. And when people say, and I'm a historian by training, my undergraduate and graduate degrees are in history. That's who I actually am. When people say, but that's history, a lot of stuff is history. So you say, oh, why are you tearing that down? It's history. I don't want to overuse the Nazi illustration, but plenty of people have been evil throughout history and do not deserve to be honored, no matter how good the other things they did might have been. It's shameful. You create monuments to the people you love and respect. So no, I don't respect George Washington. No, I don't respect Edward Colson, whose monument was just torn down in the UK. No, I don't respect the police chief Rizzo in Philadelphia, whose monument was just taken down. Should have been taken down a generation ago. It's shameful. He was an open bigot, an open white supremacist who brutalized people all over Philadelphia. Shameful that he ever had a monument. It's shameful that we have something called a building named after J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI building, knowing how despicable and horrible he was. Shameful. Other people argue, well, I want these monuments up so we can know how they really feel. No, no, no. This empowers them. These monuments give them strength. These monuments continue the legacies that these horrible men created and sustained for generations. They should all be torn down, all of them, by force from activists or organizers or by ordinance from governments. My strong stance on this is tear every single racist monument down, by force or otherwise.
Break it down.
The break down.
The break down.